Andre Cross is a small businessman here in Barbados. He and his wife operate two businesses, Caribbean Auto Glass and Accessories, that replaces and repairs windscreens, and Safeguard Solutions, a company that tints, reinforces, and beautifies glass on buildings. Ask him how business has been going, and he tells you.
Last year was a very tough year. I'll be blunt with you. It was not easy. It felt as if the entire country came to a standstill at one point, and it had to be jump-started. I hope that, you know, the economic plans that have been in place now from the new administration, that can help with that spurring on of the economy. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to consumer confidence. And if the customer doesn't have confidence in the economy, they're not going to spend their expendable cash on something that would be deemed unnecessary. But there is an extent that front windshields is a necessity, obviously, from driving on the road and having a fit vehicle to drive on the road. However, it is not something that comes on the top of the list when you have Christmas, when you have other events going on in the island. People kind of put that certain things on the back burner. Some people prefer to put it on the front burner. It all depends on what the person has and what the person would like to do with their disposable cash.
And this year so far?
It has been lukewarm. I'm nothing is saying that we are red hot at the moment. It has been a steady pace moving forward. What we've been trying to concentrate on is how can we improve, how can we become more efficient, how can we do things better, because it is at these challenging points that you have to look inside. You have to look at how you're operating, how you're doing things on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, to try to make the most count for your dollar, for your time. So if it were to be, I would think that the future looks not bright, but it looks as if like the sun is starting to peek around the clouds. I'm not saying by any means or ways that we are clear all out of the gloom, because there might be more strenuous kind of contractions within the economy that will make things a little bit more difficult before they get better. But in the end of the day, we're hoping that things could turn a new leaf and a new chapter and become a brighter day for us.
Mr. Cross has a view that in such circumstances, the need for a small business to adapt is absolutely essential.
So the first and foremost is the human resources. We had to look at our staff. We had to motivate our staff. We have to make sure, well, our staff is as invested or is on board as we are. We have the ability to keep a close knit and a very young staff. That is one of our models, and we intend to stay true to that model. But it's from the HR, it's from operations, it's from how do you secure your best supplier deal. So there are a number of different aspects that kind of all tie into how to become better, how to improve.
And how exactly is he seeking to achieve better customer service?
It isn't fair that we have an economy based on tourism, and yet we forget everything about the locals. You know what I mean? It is still the locals that drive this market. It's still the locals that invest and to spend constantly into this market. Yes, you have the tourism dollar, but that tourism dollar doesn't go to every household. But at the end of the day, what we try to do is to have like a top-down approach. So the more we then put the customer service out there, and the more that we expect to see from our staff, we want to say, well, we lead by example. So if you were to put the best customer service out there and have a customer service rep that is willing to understand and is willing to talk to these to liaise with the customer, you start to see that filter down and trickle down into the basic kind of conversations that a staff member might have with a customer. It is these little things that make the difference in an environment that is so heavily dependent on big, bold, flashy, and trying to get the best out of a market. But at the end of the day, it is still the staff that makes a huge difference. It is still the customer experience difference that makes a huge difference, and how we become more effective and can stay on top of the growth wave rather than dip below it.
Andre Cross of Caribbean Auto Glass and Accessories and Safeguard Solutions. You heard him on Sagicor's Early Business.